Simin Reish Nun Aleph, the second half of Sif Beis. The Rama says, "Mistaper kol ayoyim afilu misaper Yisrael." There's a difference between doing malacha on Erev Shabbos after Mincha Ketanu, when even if you're doing it for Shabbos, depending on whether or not it's nicker that it's for Shabbos or it's not nicker for Shabbos. If it's not nicker that it's for Shabbos, then you're not allowed to do it bischar. If it's for Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. In other words, to fix somebody else's beged, his suit needs a button sewn on. So it's not clear that he needs it for Shabbos. It could be that he's doing it because he has a chasana Sunday night, and the only time he's able to do it is if you get somebody to do it today. Since it's not clear that it's being done like Chavit Shabbos, therefore you're not allowed to take schar. Masha'inkin, in a case where it's clear that the malach is being done for an Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos, for example, a person taking a haircut on Friday afternoon, it's clear that it's being done like Chavit Shabbos, memela, you're allowed to even take schar. The Mishnah Brura brings down from the Arizal was makbid not to take a haircut, not just on Friday afternoon, it seems like every day, if he didn't daven mincha yet. If he did daven mincha, then he wasn't choshesh. Seemingly the issue is that it's one of the things you're not supposed to do before, when it gets to be too late. You don't sit down in front of the barber, because the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Tessa Mebez, that it's something which can get dragged out, and therefore you don't do it unless you're ready to daven mincha. Now, there are those that say that that's not the reason of the Arizal b'chlal. B'chlal, after Chatzis, is the Zman of Agbaras Dinim, and therefore there are those that say not to. But according to the Mishnah Brura and everybody, all the Achrenim that Mishnah Brura brings down, the reason is only out achshash of they might not have a mincha. Says the Mishnah Brura, Bizmaninu, we're not to be mekel, kiven shekarin lebeis haknesses, lechashin shiavar ideis lezman tvilo. Now, Bizmaninu, they're not karin lebeis haknesses. Nevertheless, there's two good reasons why people are not makbid. I think still nowadays people are not makbid on this. They'll take a haircut an hour and a half before Shabbos. And the reason is, one reason is, they say here in Eretz Yisrael specifically, that there is a tzvira, there is the siren, and therefore that is like a calling to the basic message. You know that in 20 minutes it's going to be mincha. And what's that? And a regular day you'd get stuck. And the reason why maybe it's not a problem on a regular day is because Bizmanenu, it's very hard pressed to find a scenario that you're going to run into the problem that Chazal said, that maybe the scissor is going to break and you're not going to have another scissor. First of all, that the scissor should break. Second of all, that there should be no other scissor. Every single solitary household in the world probably has a scissor. At least one, if not two or three. It doesn't have to be any scissor that could work. You don't need a haircutting machine. At the end of the day, any good barber could use scissors also. And a haircutting machine also. Any barber, forget it. Probably half of all households have machines. And every barber has three or four machines. Probably three or four machines. He has to have, just in case. So is there a possibility that all the machines are going to break and no one else is going to be open? It's not going to be... That you don't really have to be chayshish for, and that's why people aren't so makbid on this halacha. What then? She's starting? Do a haircut at home? Yeah, but your next door neighbor has. You have 15 people in the building, at least 5 or 6 or 7 of them we're going to have. Or you get stuck, you go to a barber, yeah? That's open. Now, the Rama says, Yesh ladin l'mayik tas b'limud b'rav Shabbos b'desh yochan tzor chay Shabbos. And the Mishnah Brura brings down Lachin in Kovin Yeshiva Beiz Mekemes Barav Shabbos. Kinnir, that's where it came from. Not to be Kovei Yeshiva in certain places on Erev Shabbos. However, Mishnah Brura says clearly that if you have people taking care of the Inyanim at home, then it's not a problem and you don't have to be Mayit. Certainly, if you already took care of whatever you have to do on Thursday, then there's no reason to be Mevatel Torah at all. A little bit you should do with the Kavod Shabbos, but you don't have to be Mevatel Torah. The next sim in Rishon Beis talks about things that you're allowed to start before Shabbos that are going to carry into Shabbos. You're allowed to start malachas before Shabbos, even though they're carrying to Shabbos. We'll have to find the guidelines of exactly when yes and when no. The practical halacha for most people is maybe the tshuva of Ramesha. Ramesha is a tshuva in Chilak Dalat Simin Samach with regard to setting Shabbos clocks before Shabbos, that it should turn on Shabbos. Can you cook on Shabbos? Actually, somebody called me up on Erev Shabbos this week. He wants to know. This week, happened about an hour and a half before Shkia. He wants to know, is there any way that he could put a Shabbos clock on to his oven, that he should be able to stick in his food into his oven on Shabbos day? Is there any way that he could do that? So, there's Bechlav, there's two Shabbos. There's one Shabbos Chazara that we'll leave for the Chazara of Ezer next week. And the other shaila that we have, and it's actually Nisim Lechatchila, which is much more problematic, and you don't really have too much way out of that. The other problem is, B'chol can use a Shabbos clock for doing malacha on Shabbos. So Ramesha says, L'chur, you don't have a raya from Simon Reshman Beis. Reshman Beis is talking about where you start the malacha, and the malacha continues by itself on Shabbos. But you started the malacha already from before Shabbos. However, using a Shabbos clock, you didn't start anything from before Shabbos. You put into place that the malacha will start on Shabbos. But you didn't do anything b'chol of the malacha before Shabbos. A million times, Ramesha, that's going to be what? The difference is that once you already start something before Chazal weren't gezer on anything, any malacha that does not start on Shabbos. Any malacha which already started from before Shabbos is no problem. Putting a pot on a fire 3 seconds before Shabbos is not a problem because the malacha is the putting the pot on, and even though it now has to cook, cooking is the iser. But you did the chelik of the malacha, which is aser, already from before Shabbos. But where you didn't hear,
put the pot on the stove before Shabbos. Yeah,
because it didn't start cooking before Shabbos. You need to start the malacha before Shabbos. So in a chrami, if you already started it before Shabbos, there's already one pin and it's already starting, then maybe you could be mamshachet. No, then you didn't start that malacha. Then you're starting a new malacha afterward. You haven't continued that malacha. However, therefore, Ramesha really is not a big fan b'chlal of using Shabbos clocks. He says at the end of the day, I don't know if the Eilun was makabel the Yusayid. However, he says the things that are mikubal to start. He says even at the end of the day, you want to say that it's taka not aser. It's not. He wants it to be time. Maybe it's like Amir Lakum. He says even if you don't want to be madamed, and it's maybe considered as if you started because you already put everything that you needed to do in place before Shabbos with the Shabbos clock. Zichr mishum zilusid the Shabbos yeshba. Certainly, it's a problem of zilzul to Shabbos. You start doing. That's really the shaila here. According to this halacha, that if you start before Shabbos, not a problem. Bismaneinu, it's not a problem to have all the factories going on Shabbos. Have all the factories, all everything. You set it up. It's on a clock and it works the entire Shabbos without a single person walking in. Everything is working, mamash. That zikr is elusive to Shabbos, and Shabbos becomes a different, the same day as every other day. Emela, certainly that aspect, everybody agrees, would be usher. The only question is, using it for specific things in a house, where do you draw the line? Even Ramesha, that's very much against it, nevertheless he says turning on and off lights since it's already mekubal, therefore it's not zilus of the Shabbos, because everybody understands that that's something which is done beforehand. However, it's something which is not that way. For example, air conditioners, I think Bismanein was like that also. The only question is, your oven. Oven, it's not mekubal to have your oven go on and off on Shabbos. These type of things which are not mekubal, the lechara in Echanami, one should refrain from doing that on Shabbos, even if it's not aser meikud the din of Rishon Beis, al zilus of the Shabbos, says Ramesha, it would still be aser.